I will do the laws of prayer, Hilchos Tefillah. Normally, prayer we use it as a general word for all of kind of prayer, but specifically, it's reserved. Tefillah really means the Amida when you stand. Is the or we call Shemona Esrei 18, the 18, 19 blessings that we do, as we'll see. So he says like this. This is going to talk about. It's chapter 89, Peites. Hilchos Tefillah Zmano Boitas Ifim. We're talking about here the laws of prayer, and this is the prayer Damida specifically. What is the time for it? And it has 9 subsections. So previously we've learned the laws of Shema. Before the laws of Shema, we learned the laws of the morning blessings, and before that we learned the laws of Tefillin, and so on going. So now we're going in order of the day, in order of the prayers. Subsection 1. Aleph, Anshei Knesset HaGedolim. Those are the men of the great gathering. Those were the people, the great rabbis who actually instituted most of the prayers, most of the things that we follow today of rabbinic ordinances is based on the Anshei Knesset HaGedolim. In the beginning of the ethics of our father in the Mishnah is their name, Anshei Knesset HaGedolim, that they were the oral transmitter of the oral Torah. So the men of the great gathering, Tiknu li'ispalel b'chol yoim shloisha tefillas. They instituted that we should pray every day 3 prayers that consist shal yutches brachas, that consist of 18 blessings. Those are the blessings she'ispalelu ha'ovis. Our forefathers had already prayed them, so they said that everybody should pray them. V'kavu shtayim mehem choiva. 2 of these 3, they set them as an obligatory, as a mandatory prayer, which is Shem Shachris U'Mincha, which is Shachris and Mincha, which correspond, Keneged, correspond to Beis Tamidim, to the 2 constant sacrifices that were brought in the temple, Shehein Choyva B'chol Yoim. They were mandatory every day, so the prayers that correspond to these 2 korbanot are also mandatory. But Vishal Arvis, Tiknu Rishus, the evening prayer was instituted as an optional, as a voluntary kineged, because that corresponds to a vodim upedorim. That goes by for the limbs and the fats. That she'im loy nis'aklu mib'oid yoim, if they have not yet been fully consumed by the fire during the daytime, heim krevim v'hulchim kol ha'layla, they are all brought as an offering all night. So these korbonos are a way of bringing an offering to Hashem. The prayers correspond to that, and therefore that was meant to be as originally as an optional. However, aval achshav kvar kiblu kol Yisrael aleihem l'choiva. Nowadays, all Jews have already accepted upon them as a mandatory. As will be explained in its place, so there is no leniency as far as the evening prayer goes. We still have to do it. It's a mandatory. Now remember, we said the prayer consisted of how many blessings? Of 18. However, when when the heretics were increased amongst the Jewish people, the deniers, and they were making the Jews a lot of difficulty, a lot of troubles. They were causing them a lot of problems. They would try to persuade the community to deny the oral Torah. They trying to get to know the Torah. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Yom Nibidvarim. Amad Rabban Gamliel Ubeis Dinoi. So then Rabban Gamliel and his court, they stood up. Voisifu Brichas Aminim B'chol Tfilas Yudches. They added the blessing for the heretics, against the heretics, in the prayer of 18. The name stuck to it, 18, because that was the original, called Shemona Esrei. But now we have a 19th blessing, which was stuck in. That's where the 19th came around. Yeah. Uzman hatfilos. So what is the time frame for these prayers? Hukizman hakat midim. So that corresponds to the times of the tamid, of the karbonis, the sacrifice in the temple. So tamid shel shachar, the morning tamid, zmanay maschil mishaolah amad shachar. That time begins once dawn rises. Shehu oir hanetz ma'achamo b'mizrach. What is the dawn? That is the light that sparkles from the sun on the east. Mahalich dalid milim koydem neitzachamo. That is, as it takes to walk 4 milim prior to the neitzachamo, there is already a sparkle from the sun that is visible at a distance that it takes, the time that it takes to wake 4 milim. Hello. So that is already the time that one can bring the carbon, can start bringing the carbon. However, they would wait until the entire face of the east would shine. In other words, the sun would reflect there. Till Chevron. I mean, they would be in the temple and they'd see all the way up to Chevron, the sun shined over there. Why did they wait? Because one time they made a mistake. The luminary of the moon went up. And they thought, they thought for that point that was the sparkling light in the east from the dawn, from the morning. So they thought it was the morning, but it was really from the moon. So therefore, they didn't rely anymore just on that sparkle that comes Aloysa Shachar, Amud Shachar, and they waited now till they actually totally lights up so that they can be sure that it's actually the sun and it's not the moon.
But if it's cloudy, it's a problem.
Okay, so the time frame, they know. In those days, they had a problem because they didn't have the clock. V'nimshach zamanoi. How long can this be extended? How long can you bring the carbon? Ad soif shah dalit, until the end of the fourth hour. Fourth hour, meaning you divide the day into 12, and the end of that fourth hour, that section, 1:12, maloisa shachar shahu shlisha yom, which is the third of the day, basically, because if the hour day is 12 hours, so after 4 hours, it's after. How long does it go till? So, okay, so let's start again. Uzmanat filus uzmanat midim. So the prayer time is like the time that midim. Shetomit shel shachar zman emaschim shalod amazim shachar. The morning begins. The morning tomid from the time that dawn arises. Ad shura noitzes. Oh no. Okay. No, we did this right. Let's go weiter. Okay. So shemakam beelach ene nikra boiker. That from this point on, it's no longer called morning. And therefore, you can't bring after the fourth hour, it's no longer morning, so you can't bring the carbon, and you cannot daven. Therefore, the fikach. Gam tchilas of shachar, also the morning prayer, zman maschim aloysa shachar, the big time really begins from dawn, from aloysa shachar, when the shachar goes up. Elo shalach tchila mitzvah to begin with, the mitzvah is to start when the actually sun sparkles. You can actually see the sun. That is after the sun comes out. Not the effects of the sun, but you can actually come see the sun that's come out. And not before so. Why? So this is not even if after every elf shines there. You actually have to see once the sun comes out. Because the pasuk, there's a verse that says, and this verse is in Tehillim, Perikain Beis, Pasuk Hey. Over there it says, Yira'ucha im shemesh. You'll be seen with the sun. So they'll see you with the sun. So when the sun comes up, that's when we want to see Hashem. So we want to daven then. It says, and during the slichas days, it's fitting to be careful with this. Because people are used to start before this neitzachamo, that isn't correct. If he got up and he did daven, if he transgressed, he davened once the amud shachar went up, the morning star. Morning star meaning when the sun starts to, that's the starts to amud shachar, then yotzu, then he fulfilled the obligation. Also, To begin with, one is able to do so sometimes if he's pressed. Let's say you have to go for a trip, we'll see, there's something. So the time is from Amud HaShachar, we have to do it later, L'chadchila. But if you're pressed, or if you davened already after the fact, it's okay. V'nimshuch zmana, and up to when can you daven? Atsoif shlishayot. Up to the end of the third of the day. Shetzorich ligmar atfilo koidim shiyaver shlishayot. You have to conclude the davening, you have to finish the davening before a third of the day has passed on. Bein shayim aruch, bein shayim kotzer. This would be true whether the day is a long day or a short day. Keep going. Im hayim aruch, if the day is long, actually, so it's yudches shoes, it's 18 hours, ma'alois ha-shachar atzeis ha-kechavim. 18 hours, he means here 18, 60 minutes hours. You have a summer day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which is 18 hours long. Daytime, 18 hours mean 18, 60 hours long. From the time of Alois HaShachar, when dawn, until when the sun, the stars comes out. Those are the three stars. So, Shlish HaYomu, so how much is one third of the day? 6 hours, so it's 6 hours. Bisha'olam HaShachar, from the time that dawn goes up, you have to count 6 hours. So you have a long time. But the imu test shows, but if all of the day is only 9 hours long, so then, shlishiso gimul shows, so 3 hours would be a third. A third of the day would be 3 hours. So, b'lochein, therefore, tzorich lizor b'choyrim. That's why in the winter you have to be careful, lahashkilin lispalil, to get up early to daven. Being in a situation, so that you can complete the Amida koidem shlish hayoyim before a third of the day. Even though you've already read the Shema in time before the davening, commission is barbi simon vav, you still got to make sure also to finish your davening, your Shema Esra, your Amida before the third of the day passes by.
Still have a problem because every day is a different length.
Yeah. So yeah, but especially you have to, but you have to make sure. But especially in the summer you have more time,
right.
But in the winter you have less time. So you have to make sure you finish in time. Im tovar v'lo yispala rachash lishayoyim ad chatzos. If a person made a mistake or transgressed and you didn't daven, it's after a third of the day, but it's still before midday. Ad chatzos.
Okay.
It's still before midday. It's okay. After a third, but it's not a half. Not a half. So then, yotzo yidei chayvas tefila. Then you fulfilled the obligation. You daven. Aval lo yotzo yidei chayvas tefila bizmano. But you're not fulfilled davening in time. You daven, but you didn't do davening in time. Omikomakim, but still in tzorich lispal mincha shtayim. By mincha, you don't have to daven two. If you forget one prayer, then you have to make it up. In the second prayer, do two times the prayer. That's if you do it accidentally, not intentionally. If you forgot or some reason that you couldn't daven, so then you make a second time. But if you daven before chatzos, you don't have to daven a second time. Because even if you're going to daven a second time, when you're going to make it up at the time of mincha, you're still not going to get the reward for davening in time. You missed out, so you're still going to get a reward for davening. But in this case, you already davened. It's once you davened already, you're all set. And we're going to learn the halachas about making up the davening, what it is, we're going to learn later on.